Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, folks, and welcome back to Money, Please. This is Loose Change. Okay, you know when you like shake out your old Longchamp bag from 2014, or you kind of just, you get to the bottom of your laundry machine, you're like, what's making that noise? It's the loose change that fell out of your crevices. And it's always like, money from the gods just rained down upon me. How beautiful. This episode is what that is. A little bit of extra change to put in your pocket. I'm Berna Anat, also known as at Hey Berna, your personal financial hype woman, bringing you the financial real talk for the real world, in quotation marks, nothing is real. So on today's episode of Loose Change, we are joined, blessed, anointed once again by Chris Browning, analyst by day, host and producer and creator of Popcorn Finance Podcast by night, silky, smooth radio voice, and incredible human 24/7. I love to hype you up. Chris, how are you?
Brenna, you know what's better than speaking with you once? Speaking with you twice. I'm happy I get to talk with you again.
He's smooth. You are so dangerous. Damn it, Chris. Okay. We had such an incredible conversation earlier this week about the basics of saving money, the mindset behind saving money, accounts and things like that. We touched a little bit about something that to me is very kind of very spicy, very sexy about savings accounts or saving in general, which is the whole motivation versus temptation fight. Have you had that in your life? Have you been on a journey to save, got motivated, then got tempted? What's your experience with that? Oh,
the temptation is real. Every step, every day, you feel the urge of like, do you know what I could do with that little amount I've saved in my account? And I think too, it's coming from a place of where I've never had anything saved when I was younger, and then finally seeing some money in there, it's almost like, I wonder what could I do with this, especially taking a trip. Like, I didn't travel really at all, unless you count driving to Arkansas in the summers like we did for family trips too. My family lived in the city where the biggest thing was a Walmart. So, ooh, I mean, yes. If you like Walmarts and if you like sitting outside and getting bit by mosquitoes, this was the trip for you.
Oh, idyllic. Beautiful. On my Pinterest. Thank you.
But, you know, it's when you finally get to take a trip on your own, you're like, okay, this is great. I get to choose anywhere in the world I want to go to. Well, or anywhere in the country, if you want to keep the budget a little bit tighter. But I found that traveling is expensive. Like, this is not cheap. I see why we drove to Arkansas as our family trip instead of getting on a plane.
It's all making sense now.
So yes. I'm coming back around. So for me, that was the temptation when it finally came time to like, I get to do some things on my own. And it's a little bit more expensive than I thought. But look, I have this money sitting in the account over here. Maybe I just pulled a little bit. Like, maybe it was a little bit from there to kind of help the trip go a little bit smoother. That was a temptation that really hit me, where at home, it wasn't that big of a deal. But when I was out, you feel free to just spend money and eat these new places. That's when the temptation really was like, hey, it's not that bad. Just dip in that.
Right. I feel the exact same. I'm not usually tempted by things like clothes or shoes or makeup or things like that when it comes to travel, when it comes to experiencing things with my taste buds, food. It's suddenly financial educator who? Like, where? What? That is my biggest temptation as well, because it's also my belief. I mean, same with my family growing up. We didn't do a lot of traveling, not a lot of money to do that. So as an adult, it's like, it's like redemption. Spend it up. And there's a side of you that's like, I deserve this. This feels good. Yep. But also, what happens when that runs up against the fact that we have savings goals, you know? So we know that like when you're saving money, you know, it could be a long ass road to getting to your emergency savings fund or saving up for retirement, anything like that. So from your perspective, how can we motivate ourselves when it does get boring, or we're like, I am taking a weekend trip and I would like to upgrade the car, or I would like to eat at the 5-star restaurant? What are some ways that you've used to either stay motivated or stay untempted?
That's the goal, right? That's the whole thing we're looking for. It's like, how do we bypass ourselves, right? How do we get
us the answer? Yes, exactly. How do we bypass ourselves? How do I turn this part of my brain on and turn this part of my brain off? How?
You know, this I learned the hard way. When I was in a bunch of credit card debt, so right after I got married, we didn't have money, but then we had a wedding and spent more money than we should have, and then bought furniture, and then we did all this stuff, had school expenses, medical bills. And we had like $27,000 in credit card debt that just felt like it came out of nowhere, but I know where it came from, but it felt like it came out of nowhere.
That's always who did this? Me?
I need to talk to someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was so determined to get out of debt that I went crazy. I went all in. I said, you know what? I'm not doing anything fun. We're not going to be eating food at home, not going on any trips. We're not doing anything that we would like to be doing. And I found that, yeah, did we pay off the debt a little bit faster? Probably. How much faster? I don't know. A few months. I mean, at best, maybe like 6 months. Would it have been easier on us if we said, hey, you know what? You can buy a hamburger. That's fine. It's okay.
From time to time. The odd Wendy's, maybe.
Exactly. It's like, I think you'll be okay. And that's one of the things I learned is that you have to give yourself something to enjoy during this process. Because like you said, it's going to take a long time. Like, this is not like get real serious and 6 months from now, you're going to be all set and all your financial dreams will come true. This is like years of building and working. So in that time, you got to put something in there to treat yourself, because if not, you're going to burn yourself out. So I set up, this is a travel savings account. This savings account, money's going to go in. Nothing's going to come out unless we're going to travel. And on top of it, kind of just building slowly, and I kind of forget, the next thing I look, there's like a couple $100 in there. On top of that great surprise, the other thing is you don't have to like stress yourself out when the time comes when you want to actually do something. If it's time to book that vacation, I just log into the bank account. It's like, oh, look, there's $600 sitting in there. I can pay for my plane ticket, or I can pay for my hotel, and it doesn't stress me out. I don't have to pull out a credit card. It simplifies the process. So that's one of the things I did to kind of help on this long journey to keep myself from getting too burnt out after I finally learned the lesson. It was just, it's okay. Set some money aside. Yes, it'll take you a little bit longer, but you're going to be much happier in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. The weird thing is when you're saving money, you don't get extra dollars or kudos for being tired at the end. No one gives you extra bonus points for being like, I sacrificed the most, I sweat the hardest, I had the least fun. You don't get extra interest from that. So you're saying we've got to be able to sprinkle fun upon ourselves, but we can do it in an organized way by, like you're saying, having that treat yourself savings, having your little fund along the way. I very much subscribe to that ideal, because it's like, this is very kind of morbid, kind of sad, but it's like, if you're saving money and you're on that journey and you're so excited and you're so disciplined, and then you get hit by a bus tomorrow, what happened there? Did you enjoy yourself? Like, did it matter? You have to be like enjoying, you got to have the burger, damn it, Chris, past Chris, future Chris's, have the freaking burger, but put aside the specific funds for the burger itself. Now, if I am thinking about doing things at the same time that we're saving money, right? That's where things start to get a little bit difficult. I think a lot of people will hear your journey of like, I did the thing that everyone wishes that they did and I got really disciplined. Turns out it was kind of a bummer. Damn it. So now I imagine people are asking themselves like, so then how do I handle certain things while saving money at the same time? Specifically like investing. That's a question we get a lot too, is like, if I am so dead set on this savings goal and I want to get there, and maybe I have a little travel fund savings and all that stuff, but I want to get there as fast as possible, should I be investing while I am saving? Should I be putting all my money towards saving? Should I be like, screw investing, I'm trying to cover myself? What are your thoughts about investing and saving at the same time?
Oh, this one, it used to be like a weird topic where people were like, I don't know, investing seems crazy. And then somehow over the past 2 years, it's flipped into, you know what? I don't think I should save anything. I'm going to put all my money in Bitcoin and buy options.
Oh my God.
Like, people just went, they went a full 180. They're way off on the other deep end of all
this.
Tendies
to the moon, blah, 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 blah. What? Yes.
I don't understand it. I have my cousin, he's 21 right now. And I talked to, we've never talked about investing ever. And he was we're at my parents' house. We're in the garage all talking. And he was like, yeah, you know, I've been getting into options. And I'm like, hold up. I've never heard you talk about buying, let alone a stock, but you're buying options now. Like, and he's like, I was like, you know, hey, that's cool. You're learning. That's what you want to do. But maybe, you know, hey, open up like an IRA. I know he wasn't working right now. He's like, get a little IRA, put a little money in there. He's like, I'm trying to make real money. And
right. AKA fast money.
Fast money. So we got to strike a balance in here. When that's the extreme. I want to push people away from the extreme of going all in on some crazy stuff. But also, you don't want to be so cautious that you miss out on really your most valuable tool in all of this when it comes to investing. It's your time. You cannot get it back if you decide I'm going to wait 2-3 decades to jump into this, because really, I think they've shown that for most people, it's those early years that make the biggest difference. It's that money they're putting in early that years down the road has had time to grow and build upon itself that really is like pushing you towards that end goal. And so even though you may have this huge like target, you may have this debt like weighing on you. Like I know I thought about our debt all the time, way too much. And I beat myself up a lot about it. So it makes it really easy to just put all your efforts there. But also, it's okay to peel a little bit of money off and start investing, especially if you work somewhere where they give you, we have like a 401k plan. And oftentimes these employers will match a portion of the money you put in. That's just free money. Like they're saying, here, please just put some money in here. We would like to give you some more money. Like
begging you to take this money from us.
It's probably the only time in your life where someone's like, please just take this free money. You don't have to do anything, but just put some in there. We'll put more in. Like
truly,
it's a very simple thing. So appreciate it if you have it and go ahead and just put some money in there. And it's, and like I said, like, of course, it's going to take you a little bit longer if you're not saving or not paying down all of your debt with every available penny. But you have to think about there are benefits to slowing down a little bit. Sometimes it's for your mental health. Sometimes it's for your future self. So that way they could be set up a little bit better and have something more waiting for them than if you waited. So you don't have to say, oh, maybe you're not ready to cut your contributions in half. Like, okay, half of my money is going to go to savings. Half is going to go to my debt. Maybe you're not ready for that. But if your employer is like, hey, if you put in 5%, we'll give you another 5%. Let's start with that. And that way, at least something's going there. Something's starting to work for you. Like they say, rich people, their money works for them. That's what it's doing. They're putting it into something, letting it do some things, letting it grow without you having to actively do anything. So that's why I would say just be okay with sectioning off a little bit, earning a little bit of growth there, getting started with investing, learning what that is, and then just keep going on your main goal. It's okay to divide yourself up when there is a real benefit, whether your mind or your future retirement plan.
Yes, all of the above. I mean, really underlining what you said about like, it is about time. Investing is about time, whereas saving is about keep punching the punch back and being consistent and climb up the mountain. Investing is like, we are just waiting on you to start.
Yeah.
And starting is what's so important. And we don't want, especially like you said, young folks listening to this and being like, I'm not going to invest until I have my emergency savings, or I'm not going to invest until I have, you know, all of my college savings set. Then you lose out on all of that time. And I think the worry is, like you addressed, like, oh, I can't put a lot towards investing, or I can't put a lot towards savings. But even if you start with a tiny bit, you trigger the time as early as possible. And that's what's important for investing. So in the perfect Chris metaverse, you are saving, you have a savings goal. It is specific. It is prioritized. You're peeling off money for your savings. You're also peeling off a little bit of money towards investing, especially if you're younger and you haven't started yet. And we can handle these things together. Now, just random question, Chris. Is there something that you're saving for right now? Do you have a specific savings goal that you're gunning towards or firming up for yourself?
Ooh, you know, I always have like random little savings, like, you know, for like a trip or for like gifts and things like that. One of the things, I don't think I've really talked about this, is so I host a podcast, but I also have a full-time day job. I still, you know, it gives me health insurance. I will take their health insurance.
Renaissance man, I said, yes. Correct.
But I would really love to put more effort into what I do on my own. And so I'm actually saving to make the transition to do this full time. And this is probably the biggest savings goal I've ever had. And so I have a whole account that's sitting there, and it's just for me just trying to save up as much as what my regular income would be as I can. So that way to make that transition easier, because I'm extremely risk averse. Like I'm like, hey, I'm not trying to, you know, go to my parents and be like, hey, what's going on?
We do not have that $100,000, $50,000 seed money kind of families. I feel the exact same.
Yeah. So it's like, I want to be as prepared as possible, but this is probably like the biggest thing I've ever saved for. So that's one of the things I have kind of sitting out there. I wish it was like, you know, I was saving for like a Tesla or something, but it's nothing like that. It's something I'm more excited than just a random new car.
I mean, forgive me. I cannot excuse the hype woman from this conversation. That is such a big deal. And I imagine something that a lot of folks listening to Loose Change might also be thinking of saving up for and what that even might look like. It's not always I'm saving up for a thing or for my fund to hit a specific whatever. You are saving up for a lifestyle change, which is humongous. And I am cheering you on every step of the way. Do you have like a ballpark time you're hoping to hit? Are you like thinking of a certain, when can I throw you a party is what I'm actually asking you.
You know, so my boss probably won't ever be listening to this.
Okay. All right.
But yes. No,
Everyone be cool.
I think they kind of know. Got it. I would say, my really aggressive goal would be March, like end of March, 2022 is my aggressive goal. Now Chris is scared and is like, I don't know about this. We're looking at maybe like the end of 2020, like the holiday season of 2022 is what we're looking at.
Oh my God. I'm so freaking psyched for you. We are psyched for you. The Betches family is psyched for you. We are now going to be secretly keeping tabs on the savings goal, not to make you feel any pressure.
No pressure.
I'm very excited because one of my best friends just announced that she is pregnant. Her baby is due in March. So I'm like, oh my God, two important babies in my life potentially happening in March, right? Like no pressure, but we'll be keeping an eye out for that. And I want to make sure folks listening to this Loose Change episode who have, of course, fallen in love with your financial education, also with your voice, and your savings journey. Where can they find you? How can they support you?
Oh yeah. So wherever you're listening to this amazing podcast right here, which I am definitely going to be listening to every single episode, just so you know, so just so I can hear your voice, Berta. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can just search for Popcorn Finance and you can find me there, or just go Instagram. I'm always over there to search for Popcorn Finance Podcast and you find me there.
Beautiful. Chris Browning, you angel on earth. Thank you so much for having us here. We are wishing you all the luck on your savings journey, your job juggling journey. And please consider the Betches family part of the Popcorn Finance fandom, standum now.
Well, I appreciate it so much. And it's always the best part of my year when I get to speak with you. So thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, folks, that is it for this episode of Money Please Loose Change. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the podcast on Apple and Spotify. Tell your friends about it. Tell your laundry person about it. Tell the nice old lady who lives across the street and kind of peeks out the window and she says that she's sort of just keeping tabs on things, creeps you out a little bit. Break the ice. Tell her about it too. Tell the people who need help financially. That's everybody. Follow us and submit your questions to When's Happy Hour on Instagram or email us at moneyplease@betches.com. And follow me on Instagram at HeyBerna. Until next time, I am, as always, wishing you love, peace, and refunded fees.
Betches.